How about that thing that's used, women use to clean the rugs with?
A vacuum cleaner. Vacuum sweeper, vacuum cleaner. Well, I was to speak of the carpet sweeper. That's an old expression, the carpet sweeper.
On a vacuum, though, you have that thing that catches the dirt. What do you call that? Do you have a name for that? When you take it off and empty it. Kind of a bag?
I don't know of any bag.
Okay. That's all right. How about a bag made of rough material, for instance?
You mean fiber, sir?
Yeah.
You mean a burlap bag?
Okay.
That's what I speak of as a gunny sack, too.
Would you ever use that?
Yeah, a gunny sack. But I think a burlap bag is very commonly used.
How about a large container? For instance, flour comes in this, and crackers used to come in this, too, a great big...
A barrel.
How about if you could carry in both of your arms, you'd say, I really have a what?
I've got an armful.
How about if you have a half wagon load, you don't have a full load, what would you say? Have a name for that?
Half a load.
How about the basket that you, container you carry, you take the clothes out into the yard, to wash them?
Wash basket. Some might think of the laundry basket also, laundry basket or wash basket.
How about the thing that your dirty clothes are kept in?
The clothes hamper. Some people speak of the clothes basket, the clothes hamper.
Okay. How about a small barrel? It's not as big as a barrel. Nails come in it, though.
A small what?
Small container. Not as big as a barrel. It's much. It's like a barrel, only it's only about this tall. Nails come in it.
Oh, a keg.
How about a thing that you blow on? Small instrument?
A mouth organ. Of course, another name is harmonica, but the common expression is a mouth organ. Call it a harmonica, but generally speaking, they have a mouth organ.
How about one that's held between the teeth and twang?
A juice harp.
Okay.
I had failed on many of them when I was a kid.
Is that right?
Oh,
pretty
yeah.
Good?
Yeah, well, fine. Bing, 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 bing.
Yeah.
It puts up against your teeth, you know.
Yeah.
Bing, 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 bing.
I've got a couple of them at home.
I haven't seen one of them in yet.
They're coming out again now.
But, no, we used to, as kids, buy them for a penny a piece, the small ones. Great big ones for a nickel.
They're starting to call them juice harps and jaws harps. Some people think that it's insulting to Jews.
Yeah.
I think that's kind of silly.
Some Jewish don't know. I know, but we all call it juice harp.
Yeah.
But I like that bing, bing, it's a simple thing, and kids got a lot of fun
out of it. Yeah. How about on a barrel, the things that go around the barrel to keep the staves in place?
The hoops.
How about the thing that you might stick in the top of a bottle after you've taken the cap off, but you don't finish a bottle, you might put...
Put a bottle stopper in.
How about one made of glass?
I would call that a bottle stopper. Cork. You probably wanted that word cork. The glass wouldn't be called a cork, but it'd be a bottle stopper. But others made of cork, or they could be made of synthetic, and so it'd be a cork, wouldn't it?